So for daily mass, the teaching is we're supposed to have just one thought, but those who've been around for me for a while, they know that I have two thoughts. The first one comes from the first reading in Ezekiel. I mean, you can't help but when they talk about the river and the water of our own baptism and the idea of through the waters of baptism, one receives the graces. So we have Ezekiel and the angel, right? And the angel shows the water flowing from the temple, obviously flowing from heaven down and goes into the sea. And there are banks on each side, and as he gets a sense of overwhelming, gets immersed into the water, they get to the bank, and he notices all of the beautiful trees and the creatures there, and they're all staying near the water, and what is close to the water finds lots of growth. And that's where the creatures are, that's where life is found, near the water. And of course, water being so important for life in our baptism. And I think that today the message really is staying close to God, staying close to the faith, the promises of baptism that we've been given, especially in the time of trial, because it's from there that we can draw from the water, because the banks on each side of the water get to receive the water, the life-giving water from the river. And that's our challenge as well today. You know, I think that for those who have put their hearts somewhere else, especially in a time like this, in a difficult time, can see they have no water to draw from, no graces to pick up from, nothing to give them life in the desert or difficulty that they're experiencing. But for us, for you and for me, who have been baptized and are called to stay close to the living water, stay close to God, they will always have a sense of grace that God will give us the graces we need to endure whatever it is and to stay within that life. And so you can see that for those who are far from the water, probably even find today no hope. They find a lot of discouragement maybe. But you can see that for people who have put their heart somewhere else, who have placed all of their hopes and dreams in God alone, and their hearts are set in eternal life, that not that we wish this to be happening or that we desire it to be happening, but it's okay. It'll be okay. Because in the end, this is just temporary. Our hearts are set on home, a home in heaven. I think that's important. The thing about the gospel, which I think is kind of really neat, just as a reflection, is that this man is sick, obviously, right? He's at the sheep gate. He's been there since birth. And he says that when Jesus asks him, do you want to be well? Since he's been there for a while, the man says, I have no one to put me in the water. And every time I get on my way, someone gets there before me. Now, filled with excuses, right, of why he can't be healed, why he can't get to the water. First, he says, no one's helping me. And the other one is, every time I try to get there, someone else gets there before me. And so the excuses that we give maybe God in our own faith for the things that we know we should be doing. And oftentimes you see that he's blaming other people. No one's helping me. And you know, it's not my fault, it's their fault for not helping me. And every time I try, I just can't make it there in time. But then Jesus says, rise, pick up your mat and walk. And what I found with that is that Jesus gives us the grace to do it. In other words, sometimes when it's so easy to blame other people, you have the grace, you have Christ right there with you. You do it, you get it done. You get up and go. You don't have to worry about someone else picking you up. You go and do it because you have God on your side. You have Christ who's willing to help you. And then, of course, that's exactly what he does. Doesn't have any more excuses, I guess, to deal with his own excuses as to why things are not the way they should be or the way they could be. So today, as we go through the day, we recognize that as we get any opportunity to blame another person, let's remember the man at the sheep gate in Bethesda who blamed someone else and said, you know what? Maybe God, with you and me, you and I together, we can do this. We can do this. Let me pull upon the graces first of baptism, to pick up our mat and go forward.